Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been, explore where they are going, see what gets them out of bed in the morning, find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points, and we will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Lisa Plumridge has had a teaching career that has expanded 20 plus years. She has cross-trained with educators and taught children of many ages. Lisa specialised in studying and working as a special needs teacher and has provided mentoring for training university students. She's a certified wisdom coach for kids and started her own business, Life by Your Design. Lisa's passion and personal drive as a life coach and teacher is to inspire, empower, and to embrace children's uniqueness. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Okay. So right now in life, I'm a part-time teacher. So I'm actually a primary school trained teacher. I've been doing that for over 20 years. And with that, I have a business which is called Life by Your Design, and it's empowering kids through life coaching. And I also do tutoring, so academic tutoring for students as well who possibly are struggling with the education curriculum. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. And I have two beautiful teenage children, one a girl that's 15 years of age and then a son who is 13.
So do you want to tell us a bit about where you've been, like what's your story to get to this point?
It's been probably a long journey, really. Hopefully I answer that pretty well for you. I've always been one that's been a motivated person. So I knew early on when I was at school, when I was in high school, that I wanted to inspire people, educate people, help people. So that's where I ended up going first off into childcare, only because my marks were about 20 less than they needed to be for high school, for university to go into teaching. So I did that, and then that was my stepping stone. And I knew straight away that that was where I needed to head. And pretty much I had life mapped out, met the guy of my dreams, got married, you know, set up life, and everything was great. Well, I thought so anyway. And then as life went along, I felt like I lost who I was. I felt like I was just not heading. I felt like there wasn't enough for me. Like there was something just not quite right. And it happened to be my marriage at that particular time. So I ended up separating. And with that, because I'm a very loyal and faithful person, I found that extremely hard to face what was going on in my life and what actually probably went wrong in the marriage. And from there, along the journey, I ended up actually getting skin cancer as well. And I'd lost my dad earlier in life from skin cancer. And I had two young children when I actually was facing having a major operation and the possibility of actually losing my life. And at that time, I wasn't happy with the education system either, where it was heading. I just felt that it was changing and it wasn't particularly in a good way. So I felt very lost. That's where my story really began, was when I really felt lost in life. So I went on my own personal development journey. And with my own journey, I just discovered that I thoroughly enjoyed actually presenting workshops to women. I was co-coordinating with another lady who had a business. And when I actually had people moving, I was emotionally moving them in the seat and they were crying and coming, cuddling me. I thought, well, maybe I found what my purpose actually is. So then my my business actually came from that experience, and I just kept looking, and I was going to, and I was very fortunate, and Adventures in Wisdom actually popped up on Facebook, and they'd already done all the research and curriculum and put this whole curriculum together for kids. And I thought, well, that goes hand in hand with what my experience is in life, and it's where I really felt that I wanted to be and where I needed to head. So that's where I am now. That's where my journey's been in the last 3 years.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. Was there an actual tipping point for change? Like, was it when you had the skin cancer, or was it something else that made you think, right, I've got to change or go off into a certain direction?
It was probably mainly the fact that my marriage had fallen apart. I felt like a failure, that I hadn't lived up to being a wife, to being a mother of two children. I just felt pretty much like a failure, and I'd let myself down and I'd let everyone else down. And so that was the tipping point in my life. And it happened to fall into place at the same time with the skin cancer. So everything was all happening at the same time, basically.
Mm. Mm, mm. Did you have like any lightning bolts, or was it more the slow rumble of things that you come to a realization that, you know, that things weren't right, that you weren't happy?
Was a slow rumble. It takes a plank or a brick or something to really hit me sideways to make me listen. Sometimes I like to bury my head in the sand and think, no, it's I'm overreacting, or because I'm quite an emotional person, I'm a deep thinker. I know that sometimes I can overanalyze. So that's sort of what I was thinking. Oh, Lisa, it's all right. It's all good. You're just, you know, overanalyzing. And then when I became depressed along that journey before I left my partner, I thought, nah, something's majorly happening here. I need to really get help, and I need to get it fast. So that, yeah, it was just a slow rumble until I got hit.
Yeah, it tends to happen like that sometimes, doesn't it?
Just, yeah.
little things happen, and then slap in the face.
Yes.
Gotta change. So with your business and that, you said you've been going the last 3 years, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have any challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
I have. I've ended up probably a year ago, so nearly a year ago, was the end of the financial year. And I was just looking at it thinking, well, this last year has been pretty dismal. I haven't really progressed. Probably gone backwards more than anything. And I felt that I'd given it all my best in regards to getting a coach, a business coach. I'd also been on groups on Facebook, you know, trying to get systems in place. I had a marketing person to help me, but it just didn't seem to be getting the momentum no matter which way I went. Also, the lady, the CEO of Adventures in Wisdom, she also helps you out as well when you need assistance. But it just felt like nothing was going forward. There was no momentum. People would like what I was doing, or, you know, think it was wonderful, but they would never sign up. And then there'd be a lot of red tape too, because I thought I'd be able to get it into the school system being in the position that I'm in. But no, there's a lot of red tape, and because I'm still under their banner, it comes across as a conflict of interest. There was just so many hurdles and hoops that I felt like I had to keep jumping through to even get someone that I could coach. So there was a point at the end of last financial year, I'm like, I've got to go either way. And I thought, well, I've already started to invest in a expo down on the Gold Coast. And I thought, I've already started putting money towards that, investing in it. I really can't pull out now, because I'm someone who doesn't like to let myself down if I've already started doing something. So I thought, right, just go ahead, just keep plodding away and see what happens. So I did, and I went to the expo, probably one of the best expos I've ever been to and experienced. I've been to different, you know, expos or exhibitions, but never to this extent. The interest, the number of people I had subscribe, the people that I met, so through networking, unbelievable. And it was really along the journey of what I believe in. So such as homeschooling and, you know, looking at holistic ways of healing and, you know, meditation, relaxation, just a whole different area that I hadn't really experienced anywhere else with exhibitions. So anyway, with the networking, I ended up putting out a flyer to say I'd go down to the Gold Coast and do a workshop. And I was very fortunate, one of the ladies I networked with, she has a business down there, and she offered her space at a very reasonable rate. She actually helped advertise it and put it out there, and that has helped me along this journey. She's also assisting in regards to me coming on board with her in regards to like a non-profit, you know, hopefully getting some grants to help us be able to put this out to people that really need it. And then from there, it's just this last 6 months, because I decided I was having trouble finding my niche. Everyone talks about niches. And I'm like, well, I just want everyone to have this. I don't want to be in a niche. So I found it a real struggle. And then one day I just sat back and I thought, Lisa, so many people are needing tutoring. Don't you think that could go hand in hand? So anyway, I've got like 5 or 6 people now that I tutor, and now it's starting to where I am branching out, and then I have a teacher that has supported me through the high school. So I'm also coaching a teenager, and from there I've already also been in contact with a community group, and they're really keen on me presenting. It's called Teens Organisational and Management Time Management Workshop, which is fairly new off the rank for me. They're really keen on having me on board with that. So there's just, yeah, it just seems to be happening. All of a sudden in the last 6 months, everything has just started really picking up, and there's a momentum going. So, and I don't feel like I'm selling myself whatsoever. It's just coming to me. So there's been another, with that also, I did some mindset work on myself, because I did actually become quite negative with all of the, just the hurdles. I just felt I'm just getting nowhere. So my mindset had actually changed and I'd become quite negative. And so I did some mindset work in regards to my money mindset as well. Is it that I'm scared of success? Is it that I'm scared of failing, or is that my fear? And am I fearful of actually being successful and making money? And so I actually did some work around that, and I haven't looked back. So yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. So, you know, with doing the mindset stuff, has it helped you work out why you keep doing this, like putting one foot in front of the other? Like, do you have a big vision now?
I've always had a vision. And my vision is always to empower kids, because I have felt that there's been, from when I started teaching and through my own personal journey, I have seen the impact of what a dysfunctional family, what it can create. I've seen the changes in like depression, so mental illness. It's increasing tenfold, and that scares me big time. So I've seen a lot of that with my training and professional development over the years. So that's one reason, or not one reason, a number of reasons why I just keep putting my foot forward, because I feel these skills will help children, help teens, and their skills that you need for life. You know, at different times you will call on those skills. And sometimes as a parent, I'm a parent, and I know sometimes I don't have all the answers. I sometimes need someone else also to lean on and be my support network for my own 2 kids. As we know, kids don't always listen to their parents. They think that their parents know nothing, you know, as such. So I find that having just someone else that can help them with a lot of these skill sets that they need for life is really important.
Yeah, it certainly is. So from doing all this, what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Well, meeting different people for sure, you know, networking with so many different people that I wouldn't, if I'd stayed in the teaching profession, I would never have come across. It's also challenged me to be a different person. It's challenged me to really face my fears and my mindset. It's challenged me to set my own systems up to really to work out what it is that I've needed a business to work, because really in the education department, you're handed everything as such. So, and you've got to follow their procedures. So it's been just really like a learning curve, a huge learning curve for me. And then also the opportunities where I was asked to be an author for 1000 Ripple Effect. It took me a while to really put my ideas down on paper for that, but once I actually had them on paper, I was so happy that I was part of that. And because I know now my daughter's 15 years of age and I can hear myself in my daughter from when I was back at that critical point in life. You know, she wants to do this and wants to do that and wants to do everything. And I think she just gets very overwhelmed by the fact that she wants to do everything. So it's just knowing which way to take, or, you know, which direction to take for yourself. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity writing for that book. I think it's an amazing project. Now, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Well, I would love to be able to put together a camp. I have a big vision of actually putting a camp together for, you know, the tweens, teens, whatever we'd like to call them, and to have my coaching in that camp, but also have them where they're connecting with, you know, with nature, with themselves. So bringing on board, you know, meditation, relaxation. I love to do yoga, qigong, doing cooking, sitting around a campfire if at all possible, you know, playing a guitar, singing, you know, doing just a huge variety of just different things, and that helps them step out of their comfort zone. And that's where I'd bring in, you know, the coaching as well, and just to develop their confidence and to empower them. And I know parents are working full-time. Parents often can't do these things with kids as much as they would like to. So it just gives them an opportunity to have something wonderful and amazing. So that's where I'd love it to go to in the future, and just to keep building the momentum, to keep building and my coaching business just spread wide and far. Far and wide.
I love it. It does sound really exciting, you know, when you can sort of look forward to all the changes you can, you know, possibly make in even just one child's life. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Yes.
What's your favourite book?
At the moment is Barefoot Investor, The Barefoot Investor. The author is... can't think of the author at the moment. That's terrible. But I know lots of people are reading it, and I know it's changed my life since I started looking at that book and putting the actions into place for my own life and getting myself on track financially. So, yeah, I love that book at the present time.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
That would have to be probably in the last 3 years. There's many, but the last 3 years it would have to be my business coach. Her name's Judy Reynolds, and I coach with her for 12 months, and her knowledge, her wisdom has helped me immensely with my business and setting it up, and yeah.
Mm. What daily ritual works best for you?
I love to go for a walk, and I walk around pretty much the streets and that where I live, but I also once a week at least I go to the beach. I love to walk on the beach and just listen to the waves, the sound of the waves, and having the sand under my feet and the breeze just grounds me, I guess, at the end of a week or at the start of a week, ready to for a busy week ahead.
Yeah, I love it. What's your favorite food?
Chocolate.
It's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it, the chocolate? Do you like the country or the city?
I am a country girl. I was born and raised in the country, so I think my roots will always be with the country. However, I do like the excitement of the cities for a little visit. I don't know if I could ever live there, but yeah, I love what the cities do have to offer as well.
Yeah. What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
To make the decision. That's the first point, is if you know things aren't working for you personally, and you feel like you're in a rut or you're stuck, or and you just to make that decision. And once you make that decision, just to stick to it and find every way possible to move forward, yeah, to change your life in whatever direction it is for yourself. Yeah.
That's a big one, isn't it, making the decision? So then you can start doing, even if they're just little tiny steps, but if you've made the decision, at least you can then start those steps.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
That to realise life does change. Life doesn't stay as we envision life to be, you know. Especially when you have a grand plan in your head that this is the way you'd like life to unfold for yourself. And when life doesn't particularly unfold in that way, or it has little hurdles or obstacles along the way, just to realise that you can jump those hurdles, you can go around those hurdles or obstacles. That's all they are, obstacles. And to realise that sometimes the way the universe is guiding you could be a better way. Would be better for you. Yeah,
no, that's great. All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Lisa, and sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Thank you for today. I've really enjoyed that interview. Yes, the best place, if you want to personally email me, it is lisa@lifebyyourdesign.com.au, or I have a Facebook page as well for my business. I cannot give you the number for that at the moment, but if you look on Facebook, you should be able to find me.
Well, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Igniters, Lisa's vision to empower kids is amazing. I love how she says to make the decision, stick to it, and find ways to move forward. If you want to contact Lisa, email her on lisa@lifebyyourdesign.com.au or go to her Facebook page. For more information about what I do in helping women find that balance in their lives to handle the chaos our world throws at us, go to leanneblaney.com.